This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Berryville.
Didum.
I love that bit. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
What's going on?
Where are we going today? What's on the schedule?
Can you compete with the Cho? Come on.
Well, no one can compare to the Cho.
No, exactly.
We are going to Finland this week, though.
Ooh, I love going
over to Europe.
I love going to Finland because they're so kooky.
Well, this one is a lot of fun. Now, this one was actually sent in to us by Liam, who many people will know as Mr.
Oh, Mr. Robin, Rubber. Yeah. Hi, Liam.
So thank you, Liam. And, of course, you can always send in your ideas for Barely Believable to the woods at joy.org.au.
Yep.
Always happy to hear them. Now, Liam was telling me, Liam's a bit of a Euro nut, so he knows all fun facts about Europe. He was telling me about one of the greatest city rivalries I've ever heard of. Now, we all love our city rivalries.
Melbourne versus Sydney. Yes, exactly.
We all know how much Melbourne is better than Sydney.
Yes.
And Australia is better than New Zealand.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, Finland have their own one. Now, it's credited as being a sort of a three-way rivalry between Turku, Tampere, and Helsinki.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And they've all got their own beefs with each other, but they all think the others are obviously inferior. Now, I'll focus on Turku and Tampere because they have a very specific one. They are home to the city's second and third largest universities, and they... Now, so each thinks that the other city is uneducated and uncivilized. So now, Turku is based on right on the coast, and pre-ice age. So there's a bit of history here. Pre-ice age, Turku was underwater, so it's new land. So, what I love about this, so the students of Tampere, they travel to Turku. Now they travel to Turku all year round and bang nails into the border of Turku to try and make it drift off the mainland.
What they actually like is it's. Like stakes and stuff, and they bang them into the ground.
Yeah, yeah, big wooden pegs, and they bang them into the ground along the borderline, trying to get the city to just coast off. And then they travel in buses. Now, this is once a year they do this. Once a year since 1997, so many buses go down in convoys. Hundreds of students from the university go down to the market square of Turku, and jump up and down on the market square and try and sink the city.
Oh my God, that's outrageous. But they'd sink with it.
Well, sacrifices. Maybe they're hoping for a slow sink.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
I have a feeling that no one actually thinks this is going to work. But you know, tradition is tradition.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it would do devastating results.
Could you imagine that person who drives that stake into the ground and then all of a sudden crack?
Yeah, the big crack forms and it's like day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you cheer because you finally succeeded in what you want to do, or are you in shock because you never thought it was going to happen?
I think you'd be in a bit of a shock. Actually,
all of a sudden,
does the reverse happen? Do the other people go back to the other city?
Yeah, they haven't got they can't do the same things, but they've all got their own little jokes, and I've read a few of them, and they're very culturally relevant. They don't make much sense, you know, like a bit like you know the kind of banter we have with the Kiwis. It takes a lot of backstory,
and you know, I do apologize to any Finnish people listening, but they are a weird lot because when I was traveling in Europe, I got a ferry from Stockholm to Helsinki. And there's such a rivalry between the Finnish and the Swedish. And there were fights on the boat between the two groups. And it's just like, they're neighbours and they're like, yeah, it's really
well, they
bizarre.
All live on top of each other in Europe, so
yeah,
know,
but
I guess this happens.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. But yeah, Helsinki's an interesting city as well. It's very sparse and, yeah, very a lovely city, but bizarre.
Love a rivalry, don't
yeah,
we?
Love a good rivalry.
Love it. Sydney. We try and not make Sydney float off.
No, come on, guys. I grew up in Sydney.
I'm not there now.
No, I love Melbourne. You know I love Melbourne.
Exactly.
We could all go to the Opera House and jump up and down and try and sink the Opera
House.
Yes.
That'd be great.
No.
Make history.
No, it would make history, but no.
Thank you very much, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Jen. We'll see you next week for another episode of Barely Believable.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.